Hi there. Welcome to SunTech's podcast channel, Banking on Value Exchange. Cloud technology has been around for years and is almost considered as an industry standard today with increasing digitization, making this a very key trend that we addressed at SunTech Confluence 2022. In this episode, listen to Alistair Patterson, founder and editor-in-chief at FinTech Finance, and Lucas Johnston, founder of Umber, as they share their thoughts about cloud and its journey to being the default setup at SunTech Confluence 2022.
Hello, everyone. I'm Alistair Patterson. I run FinTech Finance, FF News. I run a media outlet about all things FinTech, which is great because 90% of my life is speaking to people who know so much about FinTech and are a lot smarter than me, which is frankly a lot of fun. So thank you everyone at SunTech for inviting me here today. Can I please introduce to you Lucas Johnston, who is the CEO of Umber Money. Lucas, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you, Ali. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm doing very good at the moment. I think it's been a while since I last saw you. How is everything going at Umber as well? Because that seems, tell us a little bit about that so that people are kind of aware as to what the mission that you're on is.
Sure. So Umber is effectively the culmination of my time at Starling and Monzo. So I developed a thesis, which is fundamentally that banks are built on lifetime relationships, but banks typically aren't great at building products. So most of the relationships that keep people with their bank are sort of more about inertia and fear and, you know, what if I lose my credit card details or what if a direct debit doesn't go through, rather than, you know, wanting the best product. Everyone loves neobanks, everyone loves neobank features, but ultimately most people still don't have neobanks. So what we do is effectively give you a neobank on top of your traditional banking app. So in the same way you might sign with Google, you sign with your bank and we effectively give you the world's best banking app.
Very glad you said that, because that actually brings us to what I want to talk about today with you, which is is basically the kind of default. And I personally find it quite frustrating that you ask a lot of people, oh, why do you bank with who you bank with? Oh, I've always banked with them. I'm sure you had sort of similar answers. But let's look at it from the bank's perspective in terms of technology. I want to kind of look at what the new baseline is. Right. What I kind of want to look at now is, you're obviously building Umber. You have quite a big engineering background. Talk to me about the cloud. Is this now the absolute default to go to, and why is the cloud the if it is, why is the cloud such a baseline today as opposed to back in the 90s where it was, or even hell, 5 years ago, people were still a bit nervous around it.
Well, I think a good sort of point of comparison here is that, so I've been working professionally for I think 6 or 7 years now, and the last and in none of those companies have we been on-prem. The last time I interacted with on-prem facilities was when I was in secondary school, which was what, 2012 I think to 2016-ish. Every single company since then has been cloud native. I think the challenges of running your own servers locally, it's very time consuming, it's very capital intensive. You know, it's just way more efficient to use a centralized, you know, server to run everything. AWS are far better at running servers than I am, right? You know, engineering can kind of be lumped together, but in the same way, you know, art is a very generic thing. Engineering is a very generic thing, right? And you have lots of, I like the AWS bustle.
So much swag.
I can tell. But yeah, like there's so much within engineering, and not all engineers are data center engineers, and data center engineers are very specific. You know, I think someone like Amazon or Google or Heroku have far more experience in that area, and are able to deliver a far more reliable service, I think, as well, than the vast majority of, you know, on-prem businesses can manage.
Absolutely. I think especially for startups within the banking space, the idea of the only obviously counter argument to that is if something's working and it's working on-prem, you kind of don't want to risk it and touch it. So it's the kind of the run the bank versus change the bank argument.
Sure. I think it depends on what you define working to be, because I think, you know, if it's working, but you have to take it down every Sunday at 5 a.m. for maintenance, right? Because it's the only way you can roll out updates. Or, you know, if it's working, but you have, you know, you have to have a team 24/7 managing these servers, and you keep having to, you know, like, I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of data center engineering, so I can't go into too many specifics here. But I think that, you know, just because something is working some of the time does not mean it is reliable all of the time. And I think in an industry like banking, people's financial data is incredibly important. I think you find a lot of the mainstream banks still have frequent periods of downtime and still have, you know, issues a lot of the time, which is why neobanks, one of the reasons why neobanks have been, you know, relatively successful in their endeavor to get new customers.
To know more about this session from Sun Tech Confluence 2022, head to our website to watch this on-demand webinar. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for our upcoming episodes only on Banking on Value Exchange.